My name is Brian Morris. I live in Central Florida. I am married with 3 grown children and 9 grandchildren. I'm 70 years old and retired from air traffic control 14 years ago. At that time, I looked for a hobby or activity to keep me busy. I chose chess and art. About art, I've always enjoyed drawing and painting, though I haven't always done a whole lot of it or consistently worked at it. But when I retired, I decided to give it a go and see how good I could be. So I began drawing almost every day, mostly portraits of people. I also chose chess. Prior to this, I had played maybe a dozen to 20 games my entire life. So I knew how to play, but of course not how to play well. After retirement in 2010, I started with online play, chess.com, like a million other people. It was very stressful because I worried over every move and I hated it when I lost. Of course, in chess, there's a lot of losing, and you have to work really hard to win a game. Right away, I experienced a lot of painful emotions. Over the years, my love for chess tended to go up and down like a seesaw. There were times when I studied chess with a lot of energy and desire. Then I'd have a negative experience, maybe a bad tournament, or maybe lose several games in a row at the local club, and chess would go out the window for a while. This happened many times, but I could never quit altogether. I bought lots of chess books, studied some of them. New to me, I'd play a handful of over-the-board tournaments and always, every day, play online. I struggled a lot. And that's what this podcast is primarily about, the struggle, the highs and lows with playing, learning, losing, and discouragement. And about a year ago, things began to change in a positive way for me. A young lady, a beginner from Finland, talked about her struggle with losing games, struggles very similar to mine. Her coach, a grandmaster, explained that all you can do is play your best. You can't do more than that. So give it 100% effort, and whatever happens, no one can blame you, and you shouldn't blame yourself. When you lose, simply learn from it and move on. This simple idea really changed the way I saw chess. Losing a game now, especially a game I thought I was winning, is still upsetting. It hurts. We all know that. But if I believe I did my best, it's much easier to let the pain go. A master was once asked, how does one become a master? And he said, you must lose 2,000 games. Wow, that's a lot of suffering. The point is, you must play a lot of chess, and yes, you will lose a lot of games. But if you're learning from those games, from those losses, you take time to figure out why you lost, you will become a strong player. So, after a loss, I permit myself to feel bad for a couple of minutes. Then I let it go, try to understand what went wrong. And if I'm going back to my hotel room, I plug the game into my phone app or laptop to discover the key moves. Where did I make my mistakes? What tactics did I miss? And so on. Thus, when I lose, I learn, and when I win, I celebrate. And then I move on to the next game. My next post will cover playing at your best. Thank you.